So I'm Julie Campbell from the University of Georgia, and I'm going to talk about how understanding consumer preferences and buying behaviors for value-added pecans. So in general, Americans, we are nuts for nuts. We love nuts, and nut consumption over the past 10 years has been steadily growing. It's doubled from 2000 to 2016, and we eat an average of 0.2 kilograms per person of pecans. So the top producing pecan states are Georgia, where I'm from, Texas, and New Mexico currently, although in the next year, Georgia may be a little lower on the list because we did have a hurricane come through and wipe out a few pecan orchards. I'm not sure how that's going to affect the market. So how this came about was that a local farm, they came to us and they wanted to know, how do we enter the consumer market? What should we do? What are things that are going to be important to consumers? And would a niche label, would it be the next big thing? And would we be able to, charge $1 million and, people would just love us? And we were like, well, let's slow down a little bit. Let's see how important the niche labeling is, how important the packaging is, and then look at several different flavors they had the opportunity to make. And then we would also put a label on saying the origin of where the pecans were coming from. So what we did was an online conjoint survey, and I'll tell you a little more about conjoint if you don't know anything about it in a bit. We got our respondents from Taluna. So Taluna is a panel company. They have like a list of millions of consumers, and you basically tailor what you want from the consumers, and they send out invitations via email to come and take your survey. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to get consumers from the Midwest in Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, and Kansas. This is where our small farm was located. We needed consumers that were 18 and above, and we also needed people that were recent nut buyers because we wanted to survey, obviously, people who buy nuts. So we ended up having a little over 1,100 respondents. Most of them were female because females, we tend to oversample females because they are usually the primary buyers, but they were also, we had a much larger oversampling because these were the people that buy nuts. They were from a mix of backgrounds, rural area, suburban, and urban. They were mostly Caucasian. We did have a fair amount of Native Americans, and then the average income was around $50,000, and then the mean average age was around 49. So conjoint analysis is an analysis, for all of you don't know, that aren't familiar with it, that has been used since the 70s, I believe, as a statistical tool to gauge how important certain attributes are to consumers. So you can parse out, like, if people believe that they're definitely price-sensitive people, as you'll see later on. There are people that will pay most any price, but they want a higher quality for a certain attribute or a certain thing that they perceive as important to them. So what you can do with this is you can also bring it down and produce clusters from this of like-minded people and put them in different segments. And so that's what we did. We put people into different segments because we wanted to be able to go back to the farm that we were talking to in this study to say, these are the people you should target, this is how we should do it, and these are the people that aren't necessarily going to be your consumers. The actual attributes we did was we had size packaging, so you could either choose a 1.5-ounce snack pack or you could choose an 8-ounce package. And then we pushed people into the similar type survey, but they took it just for the 1.5-ounce or for the 8-ounce packaging. And then within those, we had a high, medium, and low price that we did. So a price that you wouldn't necessarily, you want to bring it below where you would actually sell it to see how price-sensitive people are. A medium, mid-range price, and then a higher price to see if people are price-sensitive. We also looked at flavor, dry roasted, salted, chocolate covered, or praline. There was also a cinnamon in there. Origin, so we looked at not only overall the U.S., but we also looked at specific states, Texas, Oklahoma, and Georgia, and then we also put in an international Mexico, because Mexico does produce a lot of pecans. labeling, we wanted to do a local farm label to see how important that would be, and then also a Native American grown label, and then we had a no label where we didn't show a label at all. So this is kind of an example of the page that they would see whenever they come to the survey. So this is just one of the panels. So you can see, like, you would look at the what the product was, the price, the origin, the label, and then at the bottom you can see, So this is where they would actually put in their input, where they would be likely to purchase, and you would click on anywhere on this scale from 0 to 100. So the relative importance of price is a type, origin, and label across the board. You can see the total here, and then you can see how I divided them into the 1.5-ounce snack pack and then the 8-ounce snack pack. What I want you to see kind of is like people are very sensitive about type pretty much across the board. So no matter if you bought a 1.5 ounce pack or an 8-ounce pack, what's important to you is pretty similar. So, and this doesn't tell you relative importance in that it doesn't tell you if you're really positive about a certain part or you're really negative about. So that's where we break down into, I'm going to talk about each individually, 1.5 ounce, and then talk about the 8 ounce. But so I put them into different segments. So we could, technically we could have, these were the three segments that kind of came out and were more obvious segments. They're similar to what's important to them. There are some that are more important type-wise, especially the third segment. But I'm going to break it down even more and show you. So this budget traditional, it's going to be the first segment one, segment two, segment three. But this is more, it breaks it down and tells you actually what people cared about. And so for the budget traditional people, the positive numbers means they were favorable, and then the negative numbers mean they were unfavorable. So if you look at the budget traditional, people were really price sensitive. They wanted the low price. They thought that the low price gave them the best value. But they also wanted traditional, like as in the salted or the plain roasted. They were not willing to buy the pralines, the chocolate covered, or the cinnamon, because I would think, we did a food neophobia thing that I don't have the results here, but I think that it went along with this, is that they thought that they were less likely to try different foods, so they think of that as like a food that's exotic or weird, and they're more likely to stick to traditional type things. If you look at the sugar high people, they weren't as price sensitive. This is pretty close, and they were actually willing to pay a higher price, but I think this is probably because they were more into the pralines and the chocolate covered pecans, and these are traditionally sold because you're adding more ingredients. They're sold at a higher price, so they're probably less price sensitive. So they were okay, and they were all about the sugar. And then the third segment, they were kind of like, they had really, really strong preferences for one thing or the other. They were like, I love this or I hate this. And so what I wanted to show you here is they really, really hate the cinnamon, the salted, and the plain roasted. So they were all about some sugar. They liked the pralines and the chocolate covered, but they were less price sensitive. They liked the low price, they liked the high price, and the middle was kind of okay. As far as like the origins for each, Texas did have a positive, but people were pretty similar in their views on the states. They did have, people across the board had a negative view of Mexico, and I don't know if that's that's just because you want to have American grown, or there's like you're thinking you're helping your neighbors out here. I'm guessing that's what the thing is. So as far as farm labels, there really was not a huge difference in the label here for any of the three segments. They did have a positive notion for Native American grown across the board, but as you can see, the numbers are really, really close to one another, and it's not really, you're not one way or the other. So, and then for the, it's similar here for the 8-ounce segmentation. People were really in the first segment, type was a really, really important indicator of whether what they were going to buy, and it was less so in segments 2 and 3. And then when we look at the breakdown for segments 1, 2, and 3, respectively, once again, we had a kind of a plain Jane. People wanted a low price, and they wanted the plain roasted peanuts. They wanted the traditional type stuff, and it's pretty similar here. And then here we had once again another like whatever, you know, I'll take whatever's closest to me. I don't really have a preference for anything. It's kind of a convenience buyer. They were very price sensitive, but as far as like what type they wanted to buy, it wasn't really a big deal to them either way. Although they did not particularly care for the cinnamon. Across the board, people were kind of on the cinnamon, which I can completely understand. Cinnamon covered pecans, I don't know. And then once again, we had a sweet tooth segment that really, really liked the sweet varieties. But this group, as opposed to the 1.5-ounce group, it had more price sensitivity to the lower grades. But once again, we see at the bottom here the labeling, the local labeling, like the farm label. People didn't really care either way. They're really small numbers comparatively, and there's not much between impact on the local labeling. So, what does this tell us? That packaging type for this type of thing is the most important thing. Some segments do have strong opinions about certain things, while others just really didn't care. So it depends on where you're going to target your market, who your buyers are going to be specifically, where you're going to go, those people you want to get, those people that care about certain things, if you're going to put them in a certain area like a roadside stand versus a local retail place. Niche labels, they do have the opportunity to add value to their products, but they're not the most important thing, so don't spend a huge, huge amount of time and energy on that. It's going to tip the scale very, very little, but there are some segments that care about them more than others, and like I said, they shouldn't be your main concern. All right. Anybody have any questions here? Yes, sir.
Yeah, what was your guesses for negative and positive?
So if it was negative, they did not like it as much. So the numbers, the values, as they got larger, so a larger negative number would mean that they did not like it a lot. A smaller number would mean that they're indifferent.
So did you use a Likert scale, 1 to 10?
1 to 100. 1 to 100 was our scale on our thing. Do you like it 1 to 100?
So below 50, they are less like. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Above 50, positive.
Yes. Good. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So, out of the 6 segments, which was the most popular? About approximately, how did your percentage of the sample divide into those different groups?
Now you're talking. I do not know. I do not remember how that broke out. I think that it was the first, like the plane, because I mean that's the one that. Most people, I think, would fall in, but I don't know the specific percentages. I know that the plane was the most popular, but I don't know the percentages. Yeah. I can get you later if you need it. Yes,
sir? Would you expect similar results for, like, a nationwide survey? Or I mean, I saw you just picked 4 states in the...
Yeah, so we only picked those because that's where the farm that was willing to fund this, that's where they actually... were, but I think it would probably shake out the same way if you did a nationwide survey. Thank you.